approaching 13 in front of 6 o'clock. We're a little tardy getting to Dr. Cans. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a different Thanksgiving this year.
It is.
And I think normally it's getting up and thinking about cooking, or we're often traveling for Thanksgiving, and today is just a different one. So
I'm hoping to talk to my mom at 8:15, and yeah, her and my stepdad are down in Wauwatosa. And yeah, we'd usually be heading there. Last year, Elena and I went down. Peggy was in Africa completing the adoption of Michael and doing Teamwork Africa work. And so
that's right.
Yeah, it is different. I've had a few Thanksgiving. Have you had other Thanksgivings that have been different? We had, three Thanksgivings in Liberia. 2013, Peggy and I were there, but our kids were here. That was a weird Thanksgiving. And then two other times where we were, where we were living, 2016, 2017, we were living there. Have you had, when I say different Thanksgivings, what comes to mind?
I would say 2009 was probably the most different Thanksgiving. Heather had breast cancer in 2009, and so she was diagnosed in October or September, and so she was in the midst of chemo when all of that was going on, and so it was just a hard year.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get stuff moving forward with Tessa's adoption. Tessa came home in December of 2009. Heather had cancer. So our whole world just seemed turned upside down. I was deer hunting that year, or I wanted to deer hunt that year. And I remember I was able to sneak out for just a little bit on one of them. I think it was even Thanksgiving morning, and Heather had just gotten real sick while I was gone, and ended up reaching out to some friends to come and kind of help her with stuff. And I just felt very deflated and discouraged, in the midst of that. And yet God has, been faithful. That's 11 years ago now. But that was a different Thanksgiving. And, this year is different in a different way. So.
Mm-hmm. I want to say on this Thanksgiving that I'm really thankful for you. I mean, I'm thankful for you as a friend. I was even thinking of it driving in this morning of, like, if I created a person who could be my friend, you're like that. I mean, you love your love for God and books and ideas, and you're open to change and transformation, and that you're early to bed, early to rise, and you can join me on the radio. I mean, we don't see each other that often, actually, in this COVID year, but we get this little 5 or 6 minute visit where, a continual conversation, and people can listen in on 100,000 watt WWIB live streaming at WIB.com worldwide.
Yeah, I was journaling this morning too, just writing down things I was thankful for, and I said that I was thankful for you and your friendship. And our time on the radio is, as I've said, even in recent weeks, just a highlight of my day. And you have been really good at pushing and challenging me. You are so good at pitching ideas and questions that make me think, and I treasure that. And I'm grateful that we've been able to keep this up for almost 11 months now, and hopefully it's not going to end anytime soon.
I'm not going to end it. He'll have to come and pull me away. But the thing is that my wife said that recently. She was giving me that honest assessment. I'm like, huh? She said, you're a really good She said, I'm a good, in terms of on the air, she's like, I'm a good pitcher, but I need a good hitter. Well, guess what? You're a good hitter. So it works good that way.
Yeah, I think that's that. And again, I think that works well for the two of us. I don't know if people know what happens off the air, but you'll reach out and say, "Hey, what about this idea?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with it." And it's, I think it's been really good for us to be able to do that.
You're so flexible; it doesn't matter almost anything I say. You're like, "Yeah, that's fine." So even if you just learned about it, and a lot of people would be panicked by that. Hey, shout out to my daughter Grace. She's on her way to work starting at 6 this morning, and she has said it's comforting and reassuring listening to us on her way in. So, Grace, you're awesome. Have a great day. We'll see you after you get done at 2 today. And here's
Happy
the deal.
Happy Thanksgiving, Grace.
Yeah, and we're going to play a bunch of songs certainly Thanksgiving's on our mind here this morning. And I've got two in front of me, and they're both from groups that are no longer together. So you help me pick it. We've got, and again, when you're a DJ, you get you pay attention to the length of the song. So they're both relatively similar. But Mylon Lefevre, anybody remember Mylon and Broken Heart? I've got Mylon and Friends with Give Thanks. And then Cademan's Call was a great group that didn't stick around nearly long enough, and they've got a tune called Thankful. So I can't go wrong with either one.
I'm going to ask you to play Cademan's Call. I was just reading about the Irish person Cademan yesterday, so I think that's a great way to go.
Let's do it. All right, buddy, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you on Black Friday.
Sounds good.
9 in front of 8 o'clock, and without further ado, it's the thankfulness montage on a Thanksgiving morning, WWIB.
I think for me, I'm grateful for, and I wouldn't have said this before, but I think technology this year. Interestingly, this week for the first time, I FaceTimed with my mom. Normally, we just talk on the phone, and it was really, really good to see her face. And in a year when there's so much that's turned upside down, you know, in the 1918 pandemic, they wouldn't have been able to do that, you know. And it's just really neat that we have technology available to us to be able to connect that way.
I am thankful this year for God's timing in staying healthy during this pandemic, and that also his timing in finding meaningful employment for me.
There's a lot I'm appreciative of. I have 5 children, and I thank God that they are all still living, still walking, and still breathing. And I appreciate the fact that God has blessed my family so richly with so many diverse things in my family. We have 3 children that are biological, 2 that are non-biological, and that has just been one of the most wonderful things that could have happened to anybody. And I'm also very appreciative of all the things that God has shown me through the years in my marriage and kept it strong, even though there was many struggles. I am so thankful this year of many for family, because it's so often we don't get to see them. So, thanks.
Good morning. This is Sarah from Chippewa Falls. And I have 3 things that I'm especially thankful for. One is for technology. I know Jason mentioned that earlier this morning, but technology has helped me stay more in touch with my family during these crazy times, and technology also allows me to do some remote work for the customers that I have, and I appreciate that because I drive a lot of miles, and it's nice to be able to do things remotely at times and not have to drive to a customer location. I'm also thankful for the traveling mercies I've been afforded. As I just mentioned, I drive a lot of miles, and they've been safe miles all year. I'm grateful for that. And last but not least, I'm grateful for the painting that I see oftentimes as I'm traveling. The sunsets, the gorgeous clouds, sunrises, and you know, snow on the trees. I see many things that strike me with their beauty in God's creation, and I'm so grateful that He paints those pictures for me.
Yes, my name is Dave Dusick. I am very thankful for inspirational broadcasters that can be broadcasted with your messages. I love listening to you all day long.
Good morning. Count our blessings this year. I'm most grateful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for all the abundant blessings that He provides every single day, from the breath of life each and every day to the health, safety, and well-being of all my daughters and sons and their families and their continued love, for successful cancer surgery with an optimistic treatment outcome, and most importantly, for eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven, our Lord. And also, I also am so grateful for the WWIB team. Your messages that you provide each and every day are so inspiring and so awesome. And I just love you all so much. And there's just so much to be thankful for in this time we just need to count our blessings. They sometimes may be really small, but they are there, and God will look after us. Thank you, and God bless everyone, and I hope everyone's safe and well this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what am I thankful for? Good question. Yeah. I think more in love with my wife than ever, and so just deeply grateful for her, and that she had a successful trip to Liberia in September, was able to go there and back. I mean, other people were like, you're going to travel, but she was able to. And so as I just kind of settle in, and Michael's here with us, and so, I mean, something as simple and basic, but as profound as my wife of 22 years and my five wonderful children, ages 15 to 20. So,
hi, my name is Mike from La Crosse. And I'm thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for me to save me from my sins, friends, and family.
I am so grateful for all the healing God has done in my family and just in so many different areas. We are so blessed by him, and I'm so grateful.
This is Richard Bryans from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I am grateful that I have a job. I am grateful for my family, and I'm grateful that we have all of the blessings of food and modern farming. It's just incredible what we can have at our fingertips, and we don't need to struggle for it. Thanks so much, and I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye now.
Good morning. This is Dawn LaDuke from Fifield. I am so grateful that I know that Jesus came, died, and rose again. So I know that I will spend eternity with him. I am grateful for my family and friends. I am grateful for where I live, and I can enjoy the great outdoors that God created. And I am also grateful for this radio station. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I think what I'm most thankful for is how God has slowly but surely been prying my fingers away from the death grip I had on control of my life and saying, I love you, child. I am your provider. I am your protector. It's not you taking care of your family. It's me. And rest in that I will take care of them just as I'm taking care of you. So I praise him for that.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, cloudy and 35. Certainly 2020 has been a year like no other for so many of us compared to the 1918 pandemic. And the strong encouragement from Governor Evers, you know, have your Thanksgiving meal with the household you live in. And so got my mom, Marjorie, on the line from suburban Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, in the news this week for what went on at Mayfair Mall a week ago. Mom, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. I'm so sad that we won't all be together like always every year.
Mm-hmm.
And for Christmas also it won't work. But we just have that to look forward to. And then Peggy and I will have a lot to catch up on. We always have so much fun talking when you come. And it's been a long time since
I know. We saw you for your birthday, your 80th birthday back in February. And then there was one funeral I was down for, my dad's brother Albert, former Marine, served in the Korean War, and saw you briefly for that. And that's it. I mean, usually we would have had a summer visit and for sure Thanksgiving. So
Yes. We always come to Eau Claire for a few days every summer.
We had a great visit at an apple orchard in the area. Remember a year ago, we've got those pictures up on the fridge. And so that was a good time. And So what will you, what are you and Kent doing then for Thanksgiving? What's the plan?
We ordered a 3-pound turkey breast, and it ended up, they said, they only had four pounds. So we'll definitely have leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the two of us with the turkey breast, and I bought a pumpkin pie. I should have made one, but I didn't.
So what have you, I mean, you've been staying, you have been COVID-free so far, and you're 80 with asthma, so I know you'd be like, hey, I don't want that. So, I mean, how challenging has it been? I mean, you're a very social person. I mean, how have you been handling this?
I know. Everybody asks me that because, I do love getting together for lunch and breakfast with the nurses I work with. But
and you volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House?
I haven't done that either since February. I have not.
So are you going stir crazy or how are you getting by?
Well, I did go out for lunch a few times with one of my friends. So
yeah,
and go to the grocery store a few times a week. That place getting out.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, and then if you're on your way in the grocery store and you think, oh, I don't have my mask on, you feel naked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Quick, I usually have four in my purse that I, you know.
Yeah, right. Mask up.
Never without.
Right. Well,
so, but yes, it's been a very difficult year.
Mm-hmm.
But all I want to say is I miss you guys for Thanksgiving, Christmas. But, you know, we have to concentrate on our blessings.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many blessings to count. And just so you and your family are okay, and Julie, Jenny, Wendy, and Jeff with all their families are okay. I mean, you know, these are all blessings.
Right.
And we have to concentrate more on that now. And when things do return to normal, we are going to appreciate everything more that we have taken for granted.
Very good. Well said. And that is a great message. In fact, that sets me up for the next song from Wren Collective, Counting Every Blessing. Mom, thank you. I love you. You're the best mom in the world. And
can't wait
to when we can see you again soon. All right. Thank you. She was already saying Christmas. I'm like, okay, one holiday at a time. With the pandemic dragging on, both in, you know, the U.S. and Canada and globally, and family unable to visit residents of nursing homes, staff of a facility for retirees in Ontario, Canada, they got the right idea. They've gotten creative to help ease the boredom. What have they done? They gave the residents guns. Now, hold on just a second here. Nerf guns. Yeah, they gave the residents Nerf guns. The staff, wearing fuzzy deer antlers, hide among the Christmas trees so the residents can hunt them with their Nerf guns. Is that not great? I want to see video of this. That is so fun. So there you go. There you go. Nursing homes, that is a fantastic idea.